Welcome to Gamercast, episode 117. Hello, my name's Paul, and I am the host of Gamercast. With me today is not Adam. Instead, we have this noob who we found on the street called...
Chris.
What's your name? Chris.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris. How's it going?
Not bad. I am very proud and honoured to be taking Adam's place today.
You're not, because I had to introduce the show. Because I'm petrified.
Well, yeah, it's scary going live in front of millions of people.
It's not live, and it's not in front of millions of people.
Hey.
It's pre-recorded. And it's probably in her about 5 people.
Well, still. Actually, you know, it's more scary going in front of a smaller audience than in front of millions of people.
Why is that?
Because then you can actually look at all the individual 4 or 5 people.
That's,
and
that's good. Hey, don't you see what, you can see what the reaction is, man.
Yeah. You get scared more.
Right, anyway. We'll crack on with the show. It's only going to be a little show this week because Adam is occupied today. And unfortunately, we would... normally record the show on the Monday, but I'm in Newport all next week, so instead of missing a week, we thought we'd, you know, shove something out, even if it isn't very much this week. Letters wise, we had something from the Bob Man, who says, £30 for what? I can't remember what that's in reference to. I own a Mac, and I can play video on full screen and play region-free DVDs. I can play any region DVD, so I can play Blu-ray and I can play HD DVD. Can you do that on a Mac? No. I also use iTunes and Safari, and they work fine. To be honest, Media Player on Mac sucks worse than on Windows. I didn't think it was possible. Anyway, have you done anything to iTunes and subscribing to your podcast? I couldn't find it and had to search for ages for an episode. No, I haven't changed anything on there. As far as I'm aware, obviously I don't use iTunes, but I do have it running in a virtual machine to check up on it now and then. And, you know, searching for Gamercast on iTunes just brought it up. You know, there are a few other... There are about 10 things which came up searching for Gamercast. There's a Gamercast network who are unrelated to us, and they're just a network of different podcasts. They're not like a single podcast. But it's, look for the one which is done by Adam Clough and Paul Smith, and that is the Gamercast, which we do, which has 100-and-whatever episodes, which dates back to the 19th century, and we're a really good podcast.
It would be a free download.
Of course it's free. I am generous.
Yes, well, I thought I'd point that out.
What? He says, on a good point, you are scrobbled. I'm not exactly sure what scrobbled means, but he included a link on here, and so I will try and open it up.
Scrobbled? You don't know what scrobbled means?
No.
No, neither do I.
Great, that's really helpful.
Well, yeah.
Right, let's just try and open this link up, which Bob Mann included.
Hopefully we'll know what Scrobbled is.
Oh, it's just like a podcast aggregator website. That's fun. So that's good. We like it when people put our shows on different websites and all that sort of stuff. Thank you, Mr. Bob Mann. Still listening to the show, skipping past GTA 4 crap for now. Laters. Were you going to talk about GTA 4 today?
I think Adam covered it last week or the week before.
Good. One last comment from Bob Mann. He says, I thought it was Bob Mann's American Accent Training School. Yeah, it was something like that. This is in reference to last week's. Basically, back like 2 years ago, we did this segment with Stuart where he said, it was just really insane. I'll have to dig the episode up and play it again at some point. But yeah, it was like the show was sponsored by Bob Mann's American Accent Training Center. Well, Sonic, so that's what we had last week. I'll just check the forums quickly to see if we've got anything on that. Why is the internet so slow lately? It's because you playing WoW all the bloody time.
Yeah.
Oh, we've got a couple of comments. Oh, we've got one comment on the forum. This is from Imposter Zim. He says, I have a random question for you guys, if you have any time. What do you guys think of all the Marvel superhero games under Sega coming out all of a sudden? Iron Man was apparently not that good from what I read. The Incredible Hulk is next, and so is a new Spider-Man game. They even mentioned that they're certain there will be an Ant-Man game coming out for the movie a year or two from now. Obviously, it seems, as usual, they're trying to squeeze an extra $60 from their fans. What do you think they have to do in the future to stop these tie-in games from completely bombing? I personally think they should stop trying to release it on every console and divert their time to making it a good game for the PS3 and 360. Well, I think Adam is really, you know, you're not big on comic books and other weird shit, are you?
No, not at all.
Yeah, this is really an Adam question, so I think we'll put that for next week's episode. So Adam can blabber on about it for like 10 minutes.
So like, basically, unless you're a real fan of whatever it is, there's no point in, like, you know, you wouldn't be interested in buying a Spider-Man game unless you were like a Spider-Man fan. And that's as far as it goes.
Yeah, a gamer wouldn't be interested because a gamer knows that it's probably crap.
Well, yeah, it's like when they tried to do that Spider-Man game that was like GTA-alike.
What?
Remember?
Grand Theft Spider.
Well, I can't remember what it was called, but it was like a Spider-Man game, and basically you had to go around the city and do quests, and it was...
Yeah, it was the last one, or the one before the last one.
Yeah, and
one.
It was basically like a cheap version of GTA 4, but, you know, if you wanted to buy a game about, you know, running around a city and interacting with NPCs and doing missions and stuff, you'd buy GTA. Whereas if you're just a fan of Spider-Man, then you might be interested. Otherwise, it's just a cheap version of a good game that's already available.
There's one exception to the rule, and that's The Simpsons Hit and Run, which was The Simpsons plus GTA. You know, instead of nicking a car, you obviously got in the car and asked the person who drove you somewhere. And instead of killing people, you would just kick them on the floor and they'd roll over and their arms would flail around. Which was good. That was the one exception to the rule where tie-ins, like, don't suck. But other than that, you know, maybe Lego Star Wars, you can make some sort of thing, but that's quite independent from, like, a Star Wars tie-in. Mm. So I don't know. But anyway, I'll put this on the notes page for next week's episode. I'll do that now before I forget. Episode 118. Hey, this is episode 117. Do you know what that means? Do you know what it means, dude?
In 83 episodes, you'll be celebrating your 200th?
Yeah, other than that...
No, I don't know.
117 is the Spartan number of... the Master Chief. He's John 117.
Is he?
So now we are officially more epic than a Spartan guy who kills people in a fictional, or maybe not fictional, universe.
Yes.
Speaking of fictional universes, have you seen Alien vs. Predator 2 yet?
No, I haven't. I saw the first one, not the second.
Yeah, what did you think of the first one?
Disappointing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It was too, like, indoorsy and gay, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I thought that the Predators were too nifty. They should have been more powerful.
Yeah, the Predators were like, really lame. But I'm happy to say the second one, it's still, I have to say, they could do so much more with it. But at least it's outdoors now. Not in this crappy ancient pyramid, which is half Egyptian and half Mongolian or some other bollocks.
Yes.
You know, I'll put the secret underground, blah, 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 and whatever. Oh, and the stuff, the guy in the first one says, the Mayan calendar was built on units of 10, and so in 10 minutes time, you know, the pyramid would reset. But a minute, dude, a minute is a modern unit of measurement. A minute is only a few hundred years old when we invented it. It's like, duh, who have they got writing this crap? And yeah, the Predators were sucky. You know, what kind of predator gets pwned?
By an alien.
I mean, what's this, a baby predator? What's this, his first hunt? Oh, yeah. Although I'm happy to say, you know, the second one carries on with that ship, and, you know, the predator bursts out of the body, you know, and kills everyone, and the ship crashes, and then another predator comes and deals with it. So that's good, man. Because, of course, it's a pred alien, not just like a normal alien, it's a pred alien, so it's even tougher. So that's cool, man.
I went to watch the new Indiana Jones yesterday.
Oh, I'm watching that on Wednesday.
Oh, so you don't want me to tell you how it ends?
I'm not bothered either way. I've heard it's crap, though.
No.
Is it?
It's alright, actually. Though the story behind it is a bit...
Let's talk about films.
It's just, look, obviously it's got good action and everything. It's just...
Good action? I'm not really bothered about that.
The actual storyline is a bit disappointing, really.
Why? What's he trying to nick off somebody now?
Well, basically the whole theme and, like...
Warning, spoiler alert.
The end, it resolves around aliens, which just doesn't suit or match Indiana Jones.
Okay, spoiler alert.
Oh, you ass.
It's got aliens in it, right?
Yes.
Actually, I'll drop a marker down, because I will edit that. I'll say spoiler alert. Yeah, anyway, let's actually get on with some games.
Oh, I can't believe Indiana Jones dies as well.
Oh, awful. Thank God for that. The last thing we need is another fucking Indiana Jones film. But they're not going to flipping clone him like they did with Alien 3, are they?
Nah, his son's taking over.
His son?
Yeah.
Oh, no! No!
Because he's called Junior as well.
Junior Jones. Right, how gay is that? Anyway, are you BSing?
BS? No, I'll never do that.
Right, so there's aliens, he dies, and his son's a zombie. Right, okay, cool. Right, Bioshock has been announced for PlayStation 3. Have you played Bioshock at all?
Never played it, though I heard it had really good ratings and stuff, but... I didn't...
Yeah, it did have really good ratings. Everybody was raving about it on 360 and PC. I didn't like it personally because I don't like the setting.
It's kind of really dark and everything, isn't it?
Well, it's not so much being dark. I don't mind dark. You know, Doom 3 was dark and it was fantastic. But this is dark and it's underwater, which is good, but it's set in like a 1930s crap house. It's all this old school architecture and all this old school decoration. It's like, oh my god, I've stumbled into a time zone where everything sucks. The environment, the whole feel of the game I didn't like, but obviously some people do like it. But yeah, it's coming out on PS3. Did I bother to write the date down? No, but it's some point in the future. Okay.
The near future?
Oh, Take-Two expects the game to arrive during the fourth quarter of its 2009 financial year. So it'll probably be... that roughly ties into quarter three, 2009. So that's a long time to get it. Right, also in the news, the president and the Olympic Commission or committee or organized, whatever they call it, was saying there's no glory in games. And by games, I assume he means computer games and not the Olympic Games.
By that, he probably meant competitive gaming.
No, he says this is what he said. I'll just read it straight off GameSpot. The 66-year-old president of the organization, I won't even bother to try and pronounce his name, has told The Times, well-known newspaper in the United Kingdom for being right-wing and stupid, that he is concerned about the aging audience of the Olympics, and he wants to get more youngsters interested in competitive sports. Yeah, let's all fucking compete and fucking kill each other. You're just like I'm talking about, bro. Well, I've got a funny video to show you. Don't let me forget. The average age of a participant is 24, but the average Olympic viewer is 46. So, I watch the Olympics, do you?
No, never.
I'm looking forward to the Olympic Games, especially because it's in Beijing. Really nice city. Apart from all the whatever. But that's cool, man. Roggy, that's how I'm going to mispronounce his name, Roggy, told the newspaper, kids are attracted to visual, interactive forms of communication. It's not going to be easy for a sport to counter that.
Okay,
you're right,
can
it's
I,
not.
Can I
game
just
over.
Say something, yeah?
Sure,
what,
go ahead.
What he's trying to say, yeah? He's trying to encourage young people to watch TV, yeah? Because he's not saying take part in... he's not saying do sports, he's saying watch sports
no,
on TV.
No, please watch our Olympic Games so we can make money from all the
exactly.
advertisements.
And to be honest, I think it's much more productive to actually just play a reasonable game for you, suited for your age than just watch TV.
The thing is, watching TV, it makes your brain go into you know what I mean? It makes it go into that mode where you're just like, you're sat there staring at it, but you're thinking, and there's, you know, nothing going on. If you play a computer game, your brain is going, it's busy doing stuff. You know, you're interacting with stuff. If you've got a Wii, you can be jumping around and being a lunatic without being on international TV making a fool out of yourself.
Yes, between TV and... consoles and computer games, that's definitely got a winner.
Yeah, so he's concerned that the, you know, the average age of Olympics has gone up. I think he's got a point. The trouble is, a lot of people see the Olympics as a big waste of time where people try and make loads of money and whatever. Instead of seeing what the Olympics is an event, you know, a glorious international event of people fighting for gold medals.
Yeah. But then maybe you should consider the average age of the people who actually go up there and watch it. They don't mention that. Because I bet they'd be a lot younger than 46 on average.
Maybe. Well, probably definitely for Beijing.
Exactly.
Simply because of the population. But if you've got the Olympics in London, that'd be interesting to see how it... what the average age of the people is. But we'll wait and see, but, you know... It's just another thing which shows how important the gaming industry is compared to older forms of entertainment. Okay, let's... So Catherine was at the London Expo yesterday, and she had to go on, or at least saw, Civilization Revolution. So it was demoed there. Civilization Revolution is a cool game. I take it you play Civilization?
Yes.
Right, hang on a minute. I'm going to get up and close the window because the dog's barking. You talk about Civilization.
You mean the console Civilization? The one that's due to come out on the Xbox 360?
Well, no, I was referring to, the normal Civilization. What is it? What is Civilization?
Civilization is basically...
We generally use the word civilization to refer to societies which are either in the, either organized as a slave society or post-slave societies. However, we're talking about a computer game here. So that's really irrelevant. Okay, it's a turn-based strategy game, which is completely epic and one of the best games ever made, best running series ever made, blah blah blah. This is the first console version since I think the PlayStation 1, as we did have a version on PlayStation 1, I believe. But yeah, Eurogamer and loads of other review sites have the screenshots on their pages, and it does actually look quite impressive. You know, obviously they've dumbed it down. Although I don't really call it dumbing it down, I call it, in this case, it's more fitting the game onto a console. Because you don't have a mouse, so you can't have a million screens of bucket loads of text. They've slimmed it all down. Slimmed down all the technologies, all the units. There's less units, less technologies, all those sort of things. And the battles now work a bit more like Risk. So there's a screenshot here of the battle. And you know you've got the percentage chance of winning. Mm. Well, it's simplified all that into, you've got one box on the screen for attack and one box for the defending army. And it says their defense bonuses and it says their attack bonuses. And it says which side has the advantage and so on and so on. So, the game, it looks like Civilization 4, lower resolution. The whole user interface has been chucked out and replaced by this new sort of console-friendly interface. And instead of having like a big diplomacy window pop up, you get the other nation's characters pop up over the whole screen, and you have all the options on the left-hand side for what you want to do and so on. So I think it actually looks quite promising. Hopefully Catherine will have more information about that next week. But we'll see. So yeah, that Civilization Revolution is going to be released on Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3.
So there.
Yeah, let's find that funny video. This is... I was just browsing over. You know, I showed you the Apple advert yesterday. There was a really funny one I came across. I doubt I'm going to be able to find it now. It was really genius. The guy who did the video was just like, oh my god, that dude rocks. We should give that dude a job doing this like for a living. Oh no, I won't be able to find it. Let's try putting the word.
Wait, you misspelled it.
I know how to spell the F word, thank you very much. Is that it? This might be it.
What the fuck is a MacBook Air? Working class superstar? What is a MacBook Air? It's just thin, like air, and it's so expensive, and it because like the processor
this
is
guy
so
rocks.
Weak and it's thin and it looked like a makeup bag, like a massive, no, it looked like one of the makeup things that, you know, girls, they open it up and they check themselves in the mirror, but like a bigger version of it. MacBook Air, my fucking ass. Seriously, I just realized how dumb it is. It's actually probably designed for vain people who thinks that, oh yeah, let me get like the most expensive computer because it's thin, but the processor is shit, but you know, yeah, because it's thin, you know, it's really thin. How thin do you want a laptop to be? That just doesn't make sense. How thin? No CD-ROM? No CD-ROM? What's the point? What happened if someone gave you a CD of software and stuff? Oh no, they got this Wi-Fi. Well, not everyone has Wi-Fi. Jesus, in the jungle, this is really messed up. No CD-ROM and you have to pay extra for a CD-ROM. Raw. One USB! One USB! Oh my days! You paying over $1,000 for a computer with one USB! This computer is seriously fucked up, right? They got the one model that costs 1,200 quid, right? It's got dual 1.6. 80GB hard drive. Only 80GB. What are you gonna do with 80GB? You spend $1,200 on an 80GB hard drive laptop. Fucking hell. And the next one is $2,000. Just over $2,000. With only 1.8. And what the fuck is a solid state drive? Who needs a fucking solid state drive? Jesus! I'm sorry, if you guys think that it looks cool, right? No. Meh. It doesn't look cool. I'm sorry, it looks like a pussy. Really, like, you know, it's just so thin and he looks like, oh, it's aluminium, it's shiny and it's thin, you know, it's you use it as a baking tray. It's like, it looks like a fucking baking tray, and trust me, a baking tray does not look cool. Okay, and seriously, it's just dumb. I'd rather get like a MacBook, like a medium MacBook. Yeah, the price is like, you know, £400 cheaper and it's like way stronger, got loads more hard drive. Yeah, it's got a CD-ROM drive, it's got FireWire, and it's got all the connection thingy of magic, and you know, and it's solid. Do you know what I mean? And it's, you know, it's more powerful, it's got everything that's more, but it's cheaper and it doesn't look like a wimp. Do you know what I mean? What's the point? Like, you know, when I don't get it, people. Stop buying it, stop it.
Right, so we got the message there. Don't buy the,
yeah, that guy's really funny. The fact his voice is like so high pitch as well. It's like,
yeah, but he has got a point.
Wait, I mean, it's not like I'm going to buy something with macOS on it anyway. Right, you want to talk about StarCraft 2?
I didn't say I was going to talk about StarCraft 2. I said I was going to mention StarCraft 2.
Get on with it, dude.
Because it's worth mentioning.
Okay.
Yes.
Is that it?
No, I was going to say a bit more.
Okay, come on, spit it out.
We all remember StarCraft 1.
Yes.
The epic online Battle.net game.
Yes.
With Uber campaigns.
Yes.
Yes.
It's right here, well, installed.
Well, number 2.
Please insert a CD-ROM.
Well, basically, when it comes to single player, number 2 will take off from where Brood Wars, the expansion set, left. And the storyline will carry on from there.
Oh, really is?
Yes.
Oh, really is?
Yes.
Oh, really is?
Yes. And from what we...
Do a barrel roll!
From what we seem to understand so far from... things.
From things, right. Okay, dude.
There will not be any new classes or races.
New classes?
Yes.
This isn't World of Warcraft, dude.
You know what I mean. Which is, I find, a bit disappointing.
No new races. Boo-hoo, I don't really care.
No,
the Zerg is where it's at, man.
No, you get a sequel, you expect a new race.
No way, I don't buy that. We don't need a new race.
So
StarCraft works fine.
From,
I mean, how are you going to have a new race come in? Oh, look at us, we're the Protoss 2.
Exactly, they could invent anything. It's,
well,
the world,
I mean,
of,
you know,
inventions.
The only thing they could really do from a story point of view is, because of the fact that Protoss know everything, and the fact that Zerg have assimilated everything into the Zerg whatever... Who's left in the galaxy, man? We've got the Zelnaga, who are the original species which created the Protoss and the Zerg. But you know, I mean, who else is going to stand? Who else can stand toe to toe against the swarm wall of Protoss? You know, the Protoss can destroy any of a civilization in the galaxy.
Not the Terrans, they can.
The Terrans are a minor. They're like a little chihuahua barking. It's like, dude, you know, if the Protoss wanted to destroy the Terrans, they could just do it. If a Zerg wanted to destroy the Terrans, they would just do it. The fact of the matter is, the Swarm you know, is the only thing which can stand toe-to-toe against the Protoss.
Anyway, the game will not
because they are pure of spirit. The Protoss are pure of form.
Yes.
Okay, dude, you've got that under control.
So, however, no new classes, races, but there will be plenty of new units, including the new Zergling upgrade.
You mean the evolved Zergling?
Yes, yeah, I can't remember the name because you won't let me look at my notes.
It's like the Baneling or something.
Yes, that's
it's just a suicidal ground unit, yes. Which evolves from Zerglings.
Yes.
Or shall I say, develops from Zerglings.
Yes.
Which you click on the button and they develop. They go into their little cocoon like, you know, air units do. Yes. And like the ground units, the Lurkers did from the Hydralisks.
Yes.
Yes, that is correct.
Then there's a couple of new Terran units, including the Mighty Thor, which is an artillery support unit.
Looks like artillery. Looks kind of like a... I suppose it carries out a similar role to the siege tank, only I suspect it's probably less damage than a deployed siege tank, but it can move.
Yes.
Because a siege tank, you obviously have to deploy.
Yes.
Oh, no. Come on, dude.
I'm trying to think now.
I'm trying to think, my brain's gone haywire.
Yeah.
All the people listening to me, it's like too epic.
It is. BattleNet will still be on.
Yeah, it's going to be BattleNet. Yeah, grats.
With new improved things.
Dude, can you face like... Can you not look up at the ceiling when you talk? Well, the microphone's there, dude.
I look at the ceiling for inspiration.
Look, there's patterns in the paint.
But it's not coming to me.
What about the Nomad? What was that?
That is a Terran support unit. What for is it? Front lines.
What does it do?
It.
Right, so you don't know what it does. Right?
You didn't leave me carry on reading. From what I understood from it, it's a sort of repair or construction unit.
Right, so it's like the UEF's field engineer and supreme commander.
Sort of, yeah. It's not quite an SCV, but it's more of a support.
Good to go, sir.
Yes. And then there was something about little artillery turrets. Maybe it can turn into one or something.
Oh, whoopee.
But I didn't have time to read them.
Oh dear, so StarCraft 2, I take it you're looking forward to it?
Yeah, especially from its...
When is it coming out?
Multiplayer point of view, there's still no release date. There's no release date for a beta version either. So it's still probably going to be quite some time.
Are we talking this year?
No.
That sucks.
No, Blizzard are busy with the release of Wrath of the Lich King this year.
I'm sure Blizzard have enough money to have two development teams.
Yes, unfortunately, they're also working on a new Diablo game.
Nobody cares about bloody Diablo. Yes,
I care about
the only Diablo. Person who plays Diablo is Laura, and that's because I couldn't get hooked on Morrowind and Oblivion. Real games.
Diablo's an epic, dude.
No way, man.
It is. Epic.
No ways. Yeah, speaking of Adam, the person who's not here for this week's show.
And got me to do his job.
Yeah, he said, well, I mean, fair enough, he said he had friends over, but he's on Messenger and he's playing on his Xbox.
What noob. Kick him from the guild.
No, he's Brindley, man, he's cool. Right, well, I think shall we wind this episode up? Unless you've got anything else, dude.
Well, I can't think of anything.
Anything about WoW? Any other games? Anything you want to mention?
Well, no. The beta version is now available for Wrath of the Lich King.
Beta version Lich King, would be Dude Alley.
For testing?
Yep, that's usually what beta means.
So there. I won't be testing it.
Right, so I think that's it for this week. Obviously, we apologise for the fact that this week's show was short and that we only have like 1.5 people here this week because we've got this donut who has a character called Jam Donut on a role-playing server who like was researching StarCraft for the show, and I'm like, come on, dude, just get it over and done with. So it's my fault he doesn't know anything.
Yeah, thanks for saying that.
Yeah, let's just make it clear. It's my fault, man. But anyway, next week we'll be back to normal, hopefully. Unless Adam... I don't think Adam's got anything planned for next week. So yeah, we'll be back to normal next week with, you know, an hour-ish long episode, and we'll hopefully have some more on Civilization Revolution. And maybe StarCraft 2, if anything else gets announced.
Well, maybe I'll have more than 10 minutes to think of something to talk about.
Rock Band came out.
Oh, yeah.
Whoop-de-doo, are you going to get that?
No.
Okay, good. Right, fine. We'll see everybody next week on episode 118. Thanks to our special guest who filled in for Adam this week, who goes by the name of...
Dragonstar.
A.K.A. Madison, named after our dog, A.K.A.
Jam Donut.
Jam Donut, yeah. That's his characters on WoW. If you're on Steam Reader Cartel and you see one of these guys, challenge them to a duel.
And you lose.
Yeah, really like that. Anyway, next week should be on the 1st of June, according to my calculations. And we'll be back to normal. If you're around, you can obviously be on again if you want to.
Okay.
Okay, last time. See everybody next week.
Bye.